The time now 8 minutes to 9, and we're told that the St Patrick's Day parade in Dublin today is one of the most ambitious ever. Let's hear more now from our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley and also Karen Walsh, artistic director with the St Patrick's Festival. Karen Walsh, first of all, the biggest ever, the best ever?
Absolutely, we're here now getting ready. It's 4,000 performers this year. I don't think we've ever had that amount. And the different kind of collaborations that we're working with this year are so different. We've got Joan Couture here around me. We've got Discovery Gospel Choir Machnas. We have 15 creative pageants in the parade, 15 international marching bands, plus all the ceremonial bands. It's huge. It's going to be huge. Really exciting.
And Sinead, you're at the Academy Plaza Hotel where the preparations are getting ready. Is that right?
That's right. We're here where everybody is collecting their accreditation and getting ready to go. And a lot of excitement here. The whole place is done up. There's a lot of tourists wandering in and out of the hotel as well, with everybody dressed in green. So really making a huge effort. But one of the most important visitors I was speaking to today is the International Guest of Honour. This is a relatively new part of the St. Patrick's Festival in Dublin, where they invite an International Guest of Honour to come over and celebrate somebody with Irish heritage. And I have to say, when I was watching Dallas many years ago, I was looking at an actor called Patrick Duffy and thinking, well, he must be Irish, and indeed he is, and he's here this morning. And not only is he here, but it's his birthday. So I asked him a couple of minutes ago just how he felt about being the International Guest of Honour today.
I was here in July, and we toured the country sort of tracing the roots of my family, ending up in Mayo. And the Tourist Bureau, who sponsored that, knew it was my birthday on St. Patrick's Day. And so they said, and I could see the light go off in their mind, like, maybe this would work, and would you be willing, if it were to work out, to come on your birthday? And I said, are you kidding me? I would, you know, you couldn't stop me. So, and then when it officially was proffered, I was thrilled. And but it's a chance of a lifetime for me. And you know, at this point in my life, and at this period of investigating my roots and my history, it just came together as the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, Sinead, I hope he's not going to be wearing a shower curtain during the parade. But anyway, really, I mean, there's lots planned. It's not just the parade. There's lots going on later today as well.
That's right. This is a full 3-day festival now. So in Collins Barracks is where the kind of festival events happen after the actual parade is finished. So you'll have free events there during the day, kind of family-friendly events, lots of music, literature, food stalls and so on, and then some ticketed events late at night as well. So really an effort being made over the last couple of years to make this a kind of a family-friendly festival and for somewhere for people to go after the actual parade finishes. So that'll be all kicking off down in Collins Barracks later after the parade, which will be kicking off at 12 noon from Parnell Square.
And Karen, the theme this year, Mark Halishin, explain that to us. Do we still have Karen Walsh?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, Karen, I was just asking you to talk to us about the theme year, Mark Halishin, which is a lovely one to pick.
Yes. So it's We Are One, and it's we're one planet, we're one human race, and we're one big, beautiful community. And it's about putting all the goodness out there today of the people that are out there doing so much gorgeous work. You've got individuals, you've got organisations like the Irish Refugee Council, community support groups all over the country. That's what we want to celebrate today, all the amazing, wonderful stuff around us, and to remind each other to be kind and to be embracing of all our new communities around us. I'm here in Bloomfield Hall in Dublin 8 getting ready for this, our opening pageant, which is called We Are One. And it's about a modern retelling of all our contemporary goddesses. And today we have goddesses, eco-warrior goddesses here today. We have goddesses from Joan Couture. We have Eru, who is going to be celebrating the creation of Ireland. But did you know that it wasn't just Eru and Irish goddesses? All these goddesses came from all over the world. We had Taltu, the farming goddess from Spain. We had a goddess from Iran. All came together in mythology to help Eru create Ireland. And that's what we want to remind everybody.
Right.
We need to welcome all the communities in, and everybody who calls this country home today deserves to be celebrating and on the street enjoying the national celebration today.
It certainly sounds like there is a great celebration in store. And finally, Sinead, you mentioned a family event, and also the big emphasis on public transport, and you know, the fact that there are regulations in terms of off licences and so on, or not regulations, but voluntary controls.
That's right. I've been in town since just before 8 o'clock this morning, and you can already see a lot of road closures and so on. So certainly the advice is to take public transport wherever possible. Give yourself plenty of time as well. I mean, it's a long enough route. It goes from Parnell Square right up to Kevin Street. But at the same time, there will be a lot of tourists around as well as locals. So give yourself time to get a good view. And the weather report is fairly mixed. So unfortunately, I would say bring the rain jacket, but it's pleasant enough at the moment. But yeah, give yourself time, get public transport, and it should be a lovely day.
All right. Well, good night, Relive Gullier, Sinead Crowley there, and also Karen Walsh, Artistic Director of St. Patrick's Festival.